Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. My name is Adam Williams, and joining me today is head men's soccer coach and defending SAC Coach of the Year, Greg Munn. Greg, let's talk about that first before we get into anything. First off, congratulations on such an accolade. Talk about the feeling you had once you found out and kind of briefly recap the last year that led you to that award.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was an honour to receive the award, and that's voted on from my fellow coaches. So, you know, obviously I appreciated the support, and a lot of the work that went into this past year was recognised at the end of the year. But, you know, I definitely have to thank my fellow coaches on staff here at Mars Hill that are a big part of that as well as the players. And, you know, there was a lot of work that went into the year in terms of trying to help us take a big step in the right direction, and overall I think we were able to do that. And, you know, a lot of that came down to our recruitment and just our ability to continue to try and move forward in the right direction by, you know, taking it step by step here at Mars Hill as a programme that, you know we have a lot of work to do. And this year we feel like we've done a lot of that work at the right time for us to, you know, move forward as a programme and be successful, and obviously leading the programme. I was awarded that award from the conference, which was an honour, and like I say, one that I was definitely humbled by, that's for sure.
We talked a lot last year, and we say last year, but really it was only about 6 months ago, but we talked about the difference in training for the spring. We got through that spring season. By all accounts, it looks like it's going to be, in air quotes, a normal season. Going back to a fall season, your normal summer training, your normal preseason. Talk about how that's been, you know, getting back on track compared to what it was, like we mentioned, in January, February.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, I think for a lot of guys, and even for us as a program with a lot of new players last year, not having the fall season gave us a bit of extra time to just get guys settled and really get a good feel of our squad and allow, you know, us to really work on things as we head into the spring. Now, obviously this year is a little bit different because we're back to what would be normal, so the season does come pretty fast and furious towards us, and we've got to be prepared for that. So the guys aren't getting as much preparation, meaning all their preparation really had to be done in the summer, so they came in fit, they came in mentally, physically prepared, and then that allows us in the pre-season to build on that foundation that they set over the summer, because we have games coming thick and fast. And we've got to be ready for those to get here. But, you know, the good thing is a lot of our guys did come in prepared, and we've managed a good first 4 or 5 days of pre-season, which we've been very happy with. We've pushed the guys pretty hard, but at the same time, like, you know, that's going to hopefully pay dividends further down the season.
As we record this, we talk about the schedule kind of kicking off. Like we said, as we're recording this, we're a day away from the first scrimmage against UNC Asheville exhibition. First home exhibition is on the August 24th against Montreat, but the regular season kicks off less than 2 weeks from now, and you're going up against the number one team in D2 in Charleston, West Virginia. Let's talk about the mindset going into such a season opener.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we built the schedule, there's no getting away from the fact that our conference games we know are going to be extremely competitive, and we play in such a strong conference that, you know, we know our strength of schedule is going to be there. You know, the mindset of taking a game like Charleston is that, you know, we want to match ourselves up against the best, and we want to at least see where we're at compared to what would be quote unquote the best at the moment. And Charleston are a serial winner; they win year in, year out. But at the same time, we want to challenge ourselves to make our program better, to make our guys better. And you know, we want to go into that game prepared and you know, ready to compete. And that's hopefully going to set us on a good path throughout the rest of the season, where, you know, quite frankly, if we can compete against the number one team in the nation on the first day of the year, then whoever we see after that, we should have, you know, no issues with in terms of not feeling like we can be competitive against.
That contest is Thursday, September 2nd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Kicks off Mars Hill Athletics. It's a great matinee for Mars Hill Athletics as well. We got soccer at 1 o'clock and then football home opener versus Chouan later that evening. We talk about the squad coming back. Let's talk about some impact players that have returned. And we can also talk about some of the new additions that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have, obviously in goal, we have Brennan Whelan, who, you know, won Defensive Player of the Year, or Defensive Player of the Week, twice last spring, which, you know, he definitely deserved, and he done extremely well in the spring season. And then obviously we have Jeppe Christensen coming back as a defender who, you know, is extremely consistent game in, game out, and a captain for us here at Marcel. Sebe Bertelsen is coming back. You know, the big man led the conference in, you know, points for a long time in the spring, and goals and assists. So we know the threat that he can pose. But the guys feed off of those guys as well. You know, those are big leaders in our squad, and those are guys that are going to be very important for this year, as we have a lot of new and younger players joining our squad as well. So we're very thankful that we have, you know, Jeppe and Sebe in particular, who bring that experience as all conference guys back to the squad, and hopefully we can have some other guys that can step up and you know, help us, but at the same time can fill those guys' shoes at some point.
We talk about those that have returned. Are there any players to kind of keep an eye out for that you've brought in, or do you not want to reveal those cards just yet?
There's a few, but I'm going to keep a few things close to my chest. But now we have a good recruiting class that we're definitely happy about. I think we wanted to build on the momentum from recruiting last year, and we've got guys from all over the world. We have guys from all over the country. You know, we've a couple of attacking players that we're definitely excited about, one from England and one from Denmark, and then a couple of defensive boys that we think can help solidify a couple of those positions. But you know, we have a big squad, and we have a lot of competition within our squad this year, a lot of depth in our squad. But, you know, we're still trying to get to full fitness. We have a few guys that have come into the pre-season with some niggles and some knocks and some areas that they've got to spend a bit of time on to get healthy. But at the same time, that gives other guys some opportunities early, and then we'll see where we are, you know, as we take it game by game, week by week.
You talk about the depth of your squads, and we say squads plural. Talk about kind of balancing what, for lack of better terms, your varsity squad and your junior varsity squad, and kind of seeing the growth from the developmental to try and break through to that, and talk about kind of the balancing act.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a, from an organisation standpoint, it's definitely a big balancing act that we have to work on. But, you know, I think what we've seen from this past year is that a lot of guys are going to get opportunities. Now, they might not know when they're going to get that opportunity, but an opportunity might present itself at some point. You know, just the nature of the beast we call it soccer is that injuries are going to happen, suspensions are going to happen, illness is going to happen. So it needs to be next man up. So, you know, we have a big squad for a reason, and we call it one squad. You know, we have two schedules, and we'll, you know, but at the same time, guys can be moved up, guys can be moved down at any point. You know, if you're next man up and someone goes down, then you might get that opportunity. And I think some guys last year got a lot of opportunities that they maybe weren't expecting. I think it also helped those guys last year by us playing in the spring, so they did have 6 months to get, you know, used to how we try to do things and develop. I think there's some younger guys this year that it may take them a season until they're actually kind of at the level we need them to be. But there's a few guys that have came in that have surprised us. But at the same time, we have to have that competition if we want to continue to move forward as a program and be very competitive and hopefully be very successful. We got to have competition within the squad internally first, so guys are competing week in, week out, which makes us better overall.
We talked that the season kicks off exhibition here on Tuesday, August 24th at 6 o'clock versus Montreat, regular season Thursday at 1 o'clock versus Charleston, and then followed up shortly after on September 5th versus Converse. It's a nice stretch of games for fans to come out to, for students to come out to and watch the games. As we wrap up here, are there any lasting messages that you want to pass along to the fans or, you know, alumni, et cetera, and then also kind of just a brief overview of what you expect or are hoping to see this season?
Yeah, I think obviously one thing that we ask from the fans, the students, the alumni, friends and family is that, you know, our guys definitely feed off that home crowd. You know, it's when we can get fans in the stands and we can have people supporting us, I think guys definitely feed off that energy and it helps them, you know, really push for a good performance and hopefully put on a show. I think we've built a brand of soccer over the past year or so that is exciting to watch. It's exciting to be at the games. And again, you know, we've went through a lot this year with COVID and a lot of restrictions where now that we are allowed fans, you know, we want guys or people to come in and support our guys. You know, and then obviously as we look at the season, you know, we're not getting away from the fact that we know our schedule is very tough, but we've set high ambitions, and we hopefully can achieve those, you know, and that includes, you know, the conference, that includes this conference tournament, that includes trying to make the national tournament, and then everything that falls under that. But, you know, if we get up every day to try and come in here and be successful, and that's our driving force, and so we're reaching for the top, and if we can achieve it, great. If we don't, then we learn, and it's that simple.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to sit down and do these talks. I think we were talking before we went on, Mike, you and I have done, I think, the most over the last couple of years, so I know you're very proud of this squad, and we'll take every opportunity to promote it, and hey, we'll take it. We like content. So,
absolutely. No, I appreciate it.
Again, fans, September 2nd, 1 o'clock, Lions open up their season versus Charleston, the number one team in D2. It should be an excellent contest. Coach, again, thank you, and best of luck this season.
Thank you.